At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast. In this week's episode, I enter the Bradshaw Cup. Rob sets off on holiday, but returns just in time for the club championship, which is actually why we're a day late recording this. We also would like to apologise for the audio within part one of this podcast. Believe me, stay with it, it gets better. This week's episode is called Championship Week. Hola, Robert. Episode 9.
Hola, welcome back.
Welcome back. Episode 9. And 3 weeks before this year's Rock.
Is that going to be end of season one, do you think? End of season one. We call it end of season one again? It's
got to be, hasn't it?
It's got to be. Can you do a season two?
Well, I need season two for a start. Maybe answer that later, or definitely within the next episode, eh?
We might answer that in 3 weeks.
Maybe. So, let's set today's podcast by talking about what we've been doing the last 2 weeks. Now, I've been up to a fair bit, and I set myself a load of goals last time. So, talk us through it, Rob. Talk us through what you've been doing.
I'm a bit of a chilled 3 weeks, to be honest. 3 weeks, not even count. Pretty chilled 2 weeks. Since the last episode, I went on holiday for a week.
You did?
The holiday fell Wednesday to Wednesday. So I went for a practice 9 on the Monday, I think.
Okay.
So I played 9 on 10. Tuesday was packing things and sort of bits and bobs, you know, all your standard pre shopping holiday stuff, like sundry, that kind of, you know, the stuff I mainly eat till last minute.
Yeah.
Air drop, that kind of thing, did that. Holiday Wednesday to Wednesday. And then I played 9 holes on Thursday, I was back, and 9 holes on Friday, I was back, because then it was Club Champs weekend. Did actually play while I was away and played Las Americas. I played golf Las Americas. I would highly recommend it, actually, if you ever get a chance to go.
Okay.
End it. I actually played, considering I hired clubs, and it was tailor-made. Wasn't too expensive to hire, actually. It was €30 to hire clubs. And it was tailor-made. So I thought, oh, you know what I mean? It could be old seasons model, stuff like that. It was a brand new QI10 driver, 3-wood, 5-wood, QI10 irons, and a Spider putter, Spider GT putter, actually.
Ooh.
I told you about that. It might be up your alley, actually. Maybe you think about again. I was quite impressed with it. I love €30, and I shot +3.
Ooh.
+3. Now,
just a couple of days before the club champs as well, mate.
Yeah. It was a very scoreboard course. It was challenging. I made quite a lot of bogeys. First couple of birdies, get a speed of green, I missed the first green, had a chip, and that kind of thing. I obviously went on water range, but yeah, just getting the pace of the chips and putts and stuff like that. So I made a couple of bogeys. And then I went on a bit of a birdie train. I made 3 birdies in 4 holes.
Sounds like birdie. It's all that.
Yeah, I should have been. Yeah, I only won over. Foot nine, for interest, four bogeys, two pars, and three birdies on the foot nine. Yeah, birdie par five, almost eagle. I was on a green two, almost quite a short par four if you're wedging, and then another one was quite a mid-range par three, about 170, and I sunk a putt for about 50 foot away, which was quite unexpected.
Can't blame that, Rob. No, so yeah, that's kind of it, really.
Okay.
And then you'd come back, and then a couple of times, didn't you, I think? And then
straight to camp.
We get it too later on, weren't we, sir?
Yeah, so I've had a pretty steady one. I think you've been up to more than me.
Well, there's a fair bit been going on, Rob. I'll tell you that.
You've been up a lot more than me.
And considering I set myself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 goals to achieve, I didn't do too bad.
So, no, you did all right.
I didn't do too bad. Now, I will put a little asterisk above these 2 weeks. I did get drunk in the middle weekend.
I was a bit worried, I sent you a text at like mid-afternoon on a Sunday. And I didn't get a response until 24, maybe 30 hours later. I was a bit worried about you, which is not like you.
No, I did have a little bit too much to drink one day, which did take me a couple of days to get over. So considering a couple of these I needed to achieve every day, I'm going to say I had a self-inflicted break in the middle of the 2 weeks. But taking the alcohol days out of it, my 1 minute a day on addressing posture, I achieved.
Yeah.
10 minutes stretching 3 times a week. Now, I did that the first week.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it the second for a reason that we'll come on to.
Okay, yeah.
I said I was going to do 2 60 ball range sessions each week. Now,
yeah,
I did 1 range session, 60 balls. Alignment stick, addressing posture was the focus. And I did 2 9 holes. So although I didn't do 4 driving range sessions, I had 2 practice 9 holes and I had 2 range sessions. So I'm going to give myself half a point for that one. 20 minutes putting practice a week. Yeah, I did that. I've been going in the garden and out on the putting green and stuff before we've gone out. So I'm going to say I achieved that. I said I was going to do a playing lesson in August.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that in August now. But okay. I'm still going to give me tick for that because I think what I have done, I think might just outweigh the playing lesson at this point.
Okay, more long-term benefits, maybe.
Yeah, long-term, thinking long-term, yeah? You know?
I know, but we're still in the season, aren't we? So you're still like straw in and putting straws in. Still, like mid-season.
My focus is on 2025.
Okay.
Yeah? Because I can't do it in 3 weeks. Do you know what I mean? That's unachievable. So I'm thinking 2025, Rock, here. Okay, so I think what I have done is building the house.
Okay. Yeah, you build the house.
I'm building the house from the foundations up. Yeah. Now the playing lesson is the decorative bits on the outside of the house. So anyway, Sudoku. Yep. I did even try that, even on the alcohol days, but I didn't have the mental capacity to achieve it. Every other day I've done it. 10 minutes reading a day. I did that other than the alcohol days. So this 2 weeks has been a lot going on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give myself a big tick and a pat on the back for that.
Yeah. Now,
you know what I've done, but the listeners don't. So I sacked off the playing lesson and I went to go and see a gentleman that you have seen before.
We spoke about him on here.
Yeah, we did speak to him on here. It was probably like second episode, maybe third. It was early doors.
Yeah, probably second one, actually.
Yeah, I think it was. So I went over to see a gentleman by the name of Chris Hull. So shout out to chrishullgolf.co.uk, who's a Titleist Performance Institute certified coach or something like that.
Yeah, it's just called TPI, isn't it? TPI. They look at body movement, strengthening the body, body flexibility, more to do. It's kind of like an S&C session, but for golf, if that makes sense. Like an S&C qualification, but for golf.
Yeah.
And you would have known in his little room, he's got even that skeleton, hasn't he, to show you what the, do you know what I mean?
He's got the skeleton, he's got the drawings, he's got it.
I spent 2 hours in there, and 2 hours first time, an hour second time. After quite easily spend a good afternoon there.
I could be in there with him all day, I think.
Yeah. 100%. Like 2 hours went like that.
Didn't it just? Now he's getting you into all kinds of positions and stuff. And remember, everybody, this is a golf podcast, nothing dirty. So he's getting you into all kinds of positions and checking on strength, rotation, and all that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Strength, flexibility, rotation, and he also sort of decides if you can't get into a certain position, is that due to lack of strength or lack of flexibility? Because there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Because your body might be able to reach that position, but it might have the strength to hold that position in a downswing, for example, when there's power going through it.
I like it.
I know that from my archery days. Sometimes, and this is what we look about in archery as well, there's two different ways. You might look at it, is it flexibility or is it the strength aspects? It's hard to decide sometimes, but he literally like, bang, that.
That's
and touch on wood, somewhere, since I've been seeing him, you know he's struggled on the back a little bit.
Hmm.
My back during golf and after golf, I don't have any problems with him anymore.
No. So it was an interesting 2 hours. Now, I was expecting him to turn around and say, right, that's pretty poor. This is pretty poor. You've got a lot of work to do. Do you know what? It weren't anywhere near as bad as what I thought. The things that he did pick up on, now, one of them wasn't necessarily from the golf stuff, but it was more around what I do in my work life, was around my posture. Now, I had a feeling that my posture would be pretty off with a lot of driving and desk work. So he's prescribed me a minute a day, a minute a day on posture just to strengthen the back and stretch the chest and stuff like that. Because basically the rounding of my shoulders was actually restricting my shoulder rotation.
Yeah.
And when I stand up straight, I have got 100 degrees of shoulder rotation in the right arm. So more than enough. But when I actually take the golf posture, it restricts it to it was like 40 degrees. It was a massive, massive difference. The shoulders, it's where the blades are and stuff, it's just stopping it rotating.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so I've got that to do, but actually the TPI stuff, he was like, look, you can hold the posture, you've got the strength to do it, but your hips ain't strong enough. So everything else, my legs, my upper body, the whole lot is good enough to do what I want it to do, but the hips are the things that's letting me down. So he's basically prescribed me a 6-week plan to get them in shape. So I'm a week into it, pretty much, coming up to something like that. No, not quite, half a week. I'm going back to see him at the end of next week. See how I'm getting on. But at the minute, We're doing that. We're doing all right. So my idea is that these next 6 weeks is I'm just going to focus on this TPI stuff. And then we'll go from there, you know? So, it's been an interesting 2 weeks. A bit going on, but...
Yeah, but I think all beneficial in the long run. I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
You're a bit underprepared for this, and I've just sort of bore forward off what you were saying. The hips seem to be a common occurrence. Because I don't know if you remember when I went to see Chris, mine was about my hips.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say how weak it is, but I said that's what my problem is based around.
Mm-hmm.
When we both go and see Ian, the hips I mentioned quite a lot for the turnaway.
Mentioned the hips.
Do you know what I mean? And now I don't read as many Dolph books or Dolph things as you, so I don't know what other people say and what other, but the hips, just some sort of...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Quite important.
No, I totally agree, mate.
Just me?
Yeah. And it wasn't with me, it wasn't the rotation or anything. There's rotation there. But it was, and it was, it had a really scientific name, but it was the link of the hip with something else in the back, I think, that it collapses.
Which there's something changed, was it?
Even if you said it, Rob, I'm not going to remember it, right? All I know is that I need to build some more strength in the hip, which is, he was saying that, he goes, if you go to rotate into the backswing, and I know this is audio, so you're not going to be able to see what I'm doing on the screen, you lot, right? But if it collapses, you then tilt, and that's where you get the reverse pivot. And yeah. I was looking at it going, you're not even seeing me swing a club yet, and that's an issue that I've had.
Yeah.
So this guy is really knowledgeable. So I'm looking forward to these next 6 weeks. I've been doing it. Have I seen any real improvement yet? It's too early to tell. But hey-ho, there we go. We will see, won't we? We will keep on track of this and we'll monitor it and go from there. So,
yeah. Well, so.
And other than that, I played in the Morrison's Cup.
Yeah, sure.
So we did have a scoring competition to go through after the break.
Yeah, let's have a quick break and let's talk about Club Champs and Morrison's Cup, because that was on a Saturday, and obviously I played the second day because of the handicap difference.
You did indeed.
We'll talk about that in a second.
We shall indeed. I look forward to this. We'll catch you in a minute. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the part two.
Part two, episode nine.
So I'm thinking...
Boring rounds, Robert. Go on, what were you saying there?
I'm thinking we start with your Morrison Cup first.
And finish
with... What? Yeah, because I've got 2 days, so yeah, probably, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And actually, out of the two of us, you actually had a fairly good round. I had your card, and I was impressed. Actually, I was very impressed. Considering you wasn't feeling it, and he wasn't quite sure. Do you know what I mean? Your head wasn't quite. I was. Do you know what I mean? He was actually. I was surprised.
Do you know what? Without going through the stats, and you ain't seen the stats, you only know the score. I thought it was okay. There was a
more than okay, but for 16 holes, very okay.
Yeah, actually,
yeah.
So let me start with
So Morrison Cup then, 18 Old Stableford. I finished fourth with 33 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think just on that, because it's the Morrison Cup and club champs, shows you fourth place getting 33 points, how hard the course was. Because you think back to a couple of episodes ago, I shot 36 points on a Saturday comp.
Yeah.
And I finished 25th, was it? I said 24th?
Like that. Yeah.
It was early 20s. So you used to finish fourth.
But remember, there'll only be so many entering this, right?
I know. But in that, a lot of the high handicappers who you were in your division for Morrison Cup were above. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. No, fair point.
There wasn't many low handicappers above 36.
Yeah. I think 38 won it. I think it was like 38, 37 and 36 or 30, something like that.
Yeah.
You're right in what you said about the courses, because it was championship, club championships, the course was set up in probably the best it could be.
The best and the hardest, I think. Teaser right away back.
Positions that Steve had on Captain's Day, which I think were a little bit trickier. But yeah, no, it wasn't an easy. It wasn't easy, was it?
Yeah. Greens were speeded up for the fastest they've been since Captain's Weekend. Teams were right the way back.
Yeah.
I thought the rough was grown up a little bit as well.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I thought,
So that's 33 points with two blobs.
Yeah. So for 16 holes, you're under handicap.
Yeah.
We've plenty of shots out there as well that.
Oh, well, yes. So let me go through my stats then.
Right. Got
him. So what we've just discussed there then was that actually 33 points, two blobs, it was steady, wasn't it? Right?
Yeah.
One of them blobs was unluck. It was unlucky.
Yeah.
Maybe I kind of brought myself into making that mistake, but it was unfortunate with that. The other one was ridiculous. But anyway, hey-ho, let me go through my stats because these kind of suggest opposite, which is interesting.
Okay.
So fairways in reg, how many do you reckon?
You was very steady off the tee, but now you're trying to catch you off guard. If you didn't just say anything, out of 14 fairways, I would have said you hit six.
Bang on. Well done. Right, I hit six. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you were steady off the tee.
Yeah, oh, it was okay, apart from one, which caused a block.
Yeah. Other than that,
it was okay. Green in reg.
I'm going to go with, I think you were similar to me. I think you were chipping quite a lot. So I'm going to go with one, two.
It was one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How many free putts?
So you didn't use quite solid putting. I'm going to go with one.
Two?
Yeah, I just say I didn't.
I missed a short one. Can't remember what hole it was, but there was a short one.
He seems to be stay off the tee.
Yeah.
Iron to near the green, chip on to put. Do you know what I mean? On a par four. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely, mate.
Nothing really that wrong. Just not great. Do you know what I mean? Not great either. But it was steady for your handicap.
100%. Yeah. Penalties. They were two.
They were
the unplayable lie that I had to take, which caused one of the blobs. And then I've just called that a penalty on 11 because I picked up.
Mm.
There's no other way around. It was a lost ball. It is what it is, isn't it? But it was a Stableford comp. So I just picked up and moved on and shook it off and carried on. May I just dip into that, right?
Okay. Yeah, you played well, yeah.
So, doubles or worse then, Robert? Now, you did have me card, but you probably didn't really pay much attention to that.
No, because I just didn't point rather than
But you
score.
definitely do, because I had two blobs.
Yeah, okay. Two blobs then, and I'm going to go with two more.
Six.
In total. So four plus the two blobs. Okay.
So, in theory, although I would say without looking at the stats, it did seem quite steady. Nothing majorly wrong in there apart from one errant tee shot. It was pretty steady, but the stats were as they always are. Old decent holes and six bad. But two blobs is better than probably, normally that'd probably be three, maybe creeping up to four potentially in other Stapleford events.
Yeah.
Without really going back and looking at it, that might be something to look at. But overall, pleased with that. Not too bad. Like you say, there was a bit going on at the back end of this week that, kind of took over my priority list, but steady, steady, mate.
Nothing really wrong. And actually, I think probably a big plus was last time the course was at Tricky for Captain's Day, you really struggled.
I did, lost me
Really lost you really struggled, and especially putting. So
yeah.
I think to only have two free putts
And one
and
with a short miss as well.
yeah. And to be fair, the greens are tough because those short putts, I like to hit with pace, but because there's pace of the greens, you're having to trickle them in. They were missing, you would firmly put them in. Especially if you had a little bit of break to some of them on the wrong side of the hole or whatever else. Yeah, I think that's probably a real positive.
Yeah, I do. I'm quite happy with that. That was all right. There's still work to be done, clearly. That
Yeah, 100%.
green red number, I don't. That's one to look at some point. Double. It's the doubles in worse, and they've got to kind of one's got to go up while the other one comes down, and we'll be there or thereabouts, I think. But
I agree.
I've got a magic thought in my mind from what I want to do.
Okay.
But we'll come to that at the end of your reflection because it might involve the quote. So I don't want
Okay.
to get ahead of ourselves. So overall for myself, steady performance. So yeah, that's the Morrison Cup. You, sir, entered the club championship.
I did. It's a 36-hole Stratus competition across 2 days. And there's only one way to describe it, I think. I absolutely hacked it round.
Okay.
Or it felt like I hacked it round.
Obviously, I was only with you on the Saturday.
Off the tee, I made a few mistakes. Not usually off the tee is probably the strongest part of my game. Made a few mistakes, whether thinning it or just me or just missing them on spaces. The irons were poor. I hit my irons really well on a Thursday and Friday. And ever since I had that lesson with coach last about 3 weeks ago, hitting the irons really, really well. Just couldn't hit any greens of eggs. Couldn't hit my irons very well. And especially on a Saturday, it felt very much. I made a couple of big scores, made a couple of doubles. But I only made one par. I only hit one green, which I made the par on. Oh no, I had another par on the back line. I made one up and down all day. I looked. Now, I thought I chipped the ball really well.
Okay.
But I just didn't get the ball close. This sounds very stupid. I don't know how you can feel like you chipped the ball well, but not get the ball close enough. a couple of times where I've chipped it, it looks like it's going to stop, and then it's just run 5 foot past.
Yeah.
And I felt like I putted well, like, well, you said I putted well as well, and I burned every lip out, every lip going.
Yeah.
The putts just didn't drop, just didn't get the ball close enough to the hole with the chip, and the putts were just on the lips all day.
Like I said to you, I can probably think of six just off the head, really, where another day they go in. And then,
yeah, I mean, I had that
score, that six shots better, and all of a sudden what you're seeing as being a poor round is an okay round.
Yeah, just probably just outside of acceptable. But then you think, if that's those six putts drop, actually, you think it's an 85 and I've only hit one green all day.
Yeah.
And that if 85 included the penalty shot on one as well. So, yeah, when you look at it like that,
which is Sunday, not Sunday. You've done that, by the way, sir.
Pardon?
Not the first time you've done that on one.
I know. Well, I just tried to. I was a bit out of position. And obviously, I've been hitting the ball really well. So, I just tried to hit an eight down there to leave myself a wedge in. And yeah, for some reason it started left and went further left, which is not really my kind of shot. So I was actually thinking about this, and I don't know, because that was kind of my shot shape all day. I don't know if, because I had been playing well.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I just, this sounds really stupid, but Ian talks about tension in your arms. I don't know if my right side was taking over and I stopped turning and I was just sort of whipping my hands through.
Potentially.
Without looking at video and stuff like that, we don't really know, do we? Do you know what I mean? No. But then, yeah, Sunday was kind of the same. I actually NR'd, but I think in Golf England it was about a 91, 92 again. I NR'd on six. I lost the ball left. Hit a provisional, found that, and then hit this kind of shot, and I found a mirror club face, but it just went 45 degrees right, but it wasn't really like a shank, if that makes sense. It was a good strike, and then went along. Playing partner said, "Oh yeah, you should find that. It's just by the silver birch on the right hand side of the heather." Walked up 100 yards, couldn't find it. First five holes weren't that great anyway. So I was like, I'm not walking back to it, another one. I'll carry on playing for practice and carry on around, but I'll just end on, do you know what I mean? But again, I think I hit one green all day. Again, sort of fairly steady off the tee, probably two tee shots, two, three mistakes on there. Putting, I don't feel like I putted that great on the Sunday, a couple more free putts. Missed a couple of short ones. And I actually thought about this while you were talking earlier. You know, well, while I was talking about, obviously, I went back to Mallet in Tenerife. This sounds really stupid, but ever since I've used that, Thursday, Friday, they put particularly great.
You want your spider back?
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. And this could be all in my head. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't put particularly great on Thursday and Friday. And yeah, Saturday and Sunday, I just felt like I couldn't get the ball. You know, when I got your putt, I said, I feel like I'm starting on the ball, the line on exactly the line I want to. All weekend, the ball just wasn't quite starting. I pulled a few, I pushed a few. I actually found, I think I struggled with pace control because I wasn't actually hitting the middle of the putter all weekend as well. I felt like I was coming out the heel, coming out the toe. And obviously with that blade,
yes,
it makes a massive difference. As you found, that's the reason why you didn't like it in the first place.
That's it, yeah. I love looking down at that Scotty cam all day long. I'd never get Butter. But for myself,
yeah,
I'm too inconsistent to play good golf with it at the
yeah. So moving forward, my plan is, especially with the putter, because I think that's a massive thing. One of the reasons why I've got down as low as I have, I think it's because of Scott Cameron, and I would say I'm putting a lot better now, is I'm actually back at work this week on Wednesday, but on Friday, I'm going to go up to the golf club, get on a putting green and do the clock drill. Not going to do 6-9 foot. I'm just going to do probably 3 to 3 and 4 footers. Do you know what I mean? Probably club length, just outside of club length.
Yep.
Clock drill.
Uh-huh.
I've never really counted how many I can make in a row, but I'm just get warmed up, get a bit of confidence again, and then I might add some pressure in and do 20. So 5 balls from each, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and see how many I make. So there's a bit of pressure on as well. Do you know what I mean? So I've got like a benchmark score.
Yeah.
And do that, I think. But I'm also going to do it properly where normally the clock drill, I don't line up the ball.
No,
do you know what I mean? From 3 foot.
Routine. So
but I'm going to do the routine.
Put it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. It's 100%, especially because obviously I use the Pix balls. I could tell I wasn't putting very well because the alignment on Pix balls was all going skew with. Normally, it's a nice sort of roll on it.
Yep.
So, especially from that 3 foot, if I'm lining it up, I can see if the ball's starting online as well,
yep.
How the roll is. So, that's going to be my plan.
So that's
for
giving you a bit of confidence back with your putting then, yeah?
Yeah, so that's the plan for the putter.
I like it.
Wedges, I thought, was okay. Iron and off the tee, I don't really know. Don't really know. I'm tempted to go back and see coach, because obviously you've got the rock in 3 weeks, and obviously I want to play well in that and get some confidence back. But I also feel like I only ever go to see him when there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Last couple of times I've been to see him, it's just I go see him, I play well 2-3 weeks, and then I'm back to that disposition where, so. I might just try and get down the ball range this week as well at the weekend and just bash some balls, I think. Just bash some balls.
You've got the net at work, haven't you?
Yeah, potentially. Maybe bash some balls in the net on when I'm back on Wednesday. Yeah, we have a golf net at work, quite lucky. So I might do that. But I'm not too stressed about that because I think when I get down playing next, I feel like the strike will come back. I've got a feeling. Because I hit the driver on Sunday. I didn't tell you this. But especially on the first nine, other than the ball I lost on six, I think I hit the driver another 4 times. So I hit it 1, 3.
Okay.
1, 3. 3 times. It's 1, 3 and set 8, and I found a fairway on all of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 6, that was a bad shot. It was like a duck. Bear in mind, I've been playing a nice little gentle fade with the driver. It was like this whole ball duck, hook, straight, left, low. Not a clue what happened. Put the provisional on, bang, straight down the middle. Nice, gentle 5-yard fade. It's always easy with a second ball, isn't it?
Always, mate.
Always. So, yeah, I think that's the plan. More worried about the putting than I am the irons and the driver. I mean, the irons do take a massive bit, obviously, but I feel even if the irons are off, if your short game's on, you can still shoot a good score.
Okay. If it's the putting, are you feeling a little bit less confident? There's only one way to do that, and that's...
I think so, because other than that ball I lost on one,
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, for example, I didn't lose another ball because of an iron shot. I was up somewhere around the green.
Yeah.
Just me. Now I didn't leave myself in the best positions near the green. I probably missed on the wrong side, maybe a bit of course management. Do you know what I mean? Both times on Saturday, I was on the left-hand side, was in time, pin was on the left. No chance to stop the ball anywhere near the flag on 5 on the par 3.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think maybe, yeah. But, yeah, we're, no drama. We'll be back. I'm playing this Stableford next Saturday.
Better pace than what you were.
Yeah, the clubs are on, I took the clubs down on Facebook Marketplace now and may have found ahead again. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Good. Good.
We'll see. Okay. Be fine.
So, all in all, this was a trial run for The Rock, really, wasn't it? Let's be fair.
Yeah. Not very successful. Probably the worst I've played in a long time.
Okay.
Probably since the start of the season.
But you need to put yourselves in that position.
You'd
rather mess it up now than in 3 weeks' time, hopefully.
Yeah, 100%.
So, considering we've got one more podcast, which would be the week, and we'll make sure that's done on time as well. So, apologies, listeners, but the reason this is a day late is because of the club champs. So these next 2 weeks, it's putting and a bit of net practice, a bit of ball bashing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, cool. I look forward to that. Okay. Anything else to add on your weekend?
I don't think so. That's kind of it. It's quite a bit of assignment, to be fair. Apparently, the first time in history, I'd actually tell you this. The women's club champs, so obviously that's kind of played in the middle of the men's,
yes,
actually went to a playoff hole.
Did it?
Yeah, so the kind of the men, like, so how it works, so the women come in just after the men, and they do the qualifying round in the week on the Tuesday, and then the top 16 make the Sunday, a bit like the men, they do the qualifying round on Saturday, top 30, so all the top ones make the cut. So yeah, I don't know how I made the cut, by the way, by shooting a 91 on Saturday, but I only just made the cut. I was first group out. But anyway,
you made the cut, eh?
Made the cut. Yeah,
First time you didn't enter it last year, did you?
Yeah, I made the cut last year as well.
There you go then. So you're 2 from 2, right?
Don't get paid like the pros though when you make the cut.
No, you made the cut.
But yeah, the quite exciting. So I stayed to watch the end of the men's, and Darren Horn won it, so shout out to him. He shot a 69, which is level par, on this Saturday. I looked at his scorecard. He was so silly. Only one birdie and one bogey, 16 pars on Saturday, shot level par. On Sunday, he shot a 74, but he won it by 6 strokes. So when you see all these low handicappers, and they were all shooting 75, 76s, even I think it's 200 per shot, 79, shows you that Sunday was pretty tricky, actually.
Okay.
Pretty tricky. So actually, when I've looked at the scores today, it made me feel a little bit better.
Okay. Good.
Actually. But yeah, so like I say, the women's, two women finished on the same score, so about 40-50 people. I don't know why they played the first hole and not the ninth, because then everyone would stay in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Just mean. Yeah. It meant the result walking up the sides at first, which is probably a bit more daunting, probably a bit unfair, maybe.
Yeah.
And all gathered around the green. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if we played the ninth, everyone just trying to stay on that corner or on the clubhouse. But are they teeing off, mate? They're teeing off, and you've got 40 people walking up the right hand side. Do you know what I mean?
There's not really enough space on that hole to have spectators, is there really? I think it should be 9. I think it should be 9.
Not in that, but also that's the first time in history of club champs has been in that position.
Wow.
Men's or women's, I believe. So it was quite exciting. So first time in history. So yeah, that's kind of it from the weekend, really.
Okay. Good work. So all in all, some positives to take away from it, eh?
Yep, 100%.
Good. Okie doke. So, we said I'd talk about my little doubles plus in what have you, right?
Which incorporates
the quote. Okay. Now, I've been, as I said on the last pod, I've been reading Dr. Bob Rotella's Golf is a Game of Confidence. Okay. Now, I would like over the next, for the foreseeable, I think here, Robert, I'm going to go for the foreseeable. is I am going to have a focus on the short game. There's that old cliche, ain't there? Right? Mm-hmm. What is it? Drive for show, put for dough and all that. That I'm not saying that, right?
Yeah.
But there's a chapter in this book which is called How Paul Runyon Beat Sam Snead 8-7. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard of Sam Snead before. I've not heard of Paul Runyon. Okay. But this is a guy who wasn't very long off the tee on the tour. So he was giving up a lot of distance. So what he worked out is that he lost 8 shots or so from tee to green. Right, because just of his pure distance, okay. So he needed to be better around the green because if he could be better around the green, he could compete. And he actually kind of worked out that he was 10 shots better than the field around the green.
Yeah,
and there's a quote here, right, from Bob Bretella himself, and it says, as long as the rules reward getting a ball in a hole in the fewest strokes. Golf will be about playing well with the wedges and the putter. Which, this chapter here, mate, I didn't know they did this, right? Because they wanted it at the time, they were annoyed that people with short game were beating the people with a long game. They actually made the hole bigger. In specific events, they made the hole bigger to reward the longest hitters, right? Because they thought they had advantage, they still lost.
Yeah, because it's a bigger hole for get the ball for the
It was a bigger hole, and they couldn't get it in it.
Right?
So basically, with my Morrison's Cup match, and I know we've kind of touched on this, but I've actually got the numbers now, right?
Mm.
I counted up how many shots I had within 100 yards. Okay, now look at my score. I picked up on 11, so this is only through 17 holes. 84 shots I had. Okay,
yeah,
right. Now one of them was a drop, either way, it doesn't matter. I had 50 shots, it was 50 shots from within 100 yards. Closer to the hole, which accumulates to 60% of my round. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 17 shots off the tee and 17 shots getting from wherever that tee shot's finished to within the 100. All right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to focus on that 100 yards in it. So,
well, if you think about it, I know I didn't get off to the best start on one, but if that 8-iron stayed in play on one, I would have walked off with a par. So I made the up and down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From,
mate.
From probably, well, I think 10 greens, so 120.
Yeah. And within the 9-hole match that, or the 9-hole round that I played prior to the Morrison's Cup on the sixth hole, so the long par 4, I've gone right off the tee, left, right, into the bush, hacked out the bush. Which left me 80 yards, I think.
Yeah.
Pitched it within a foot and still tapped in for a 5. So, demonstrates if your short game's on fire, you can still do well. So, going forward, mate, for the next foreseeable, it's putting wedges all within 100 yards. So, following recording this, we're going down to Charnwood and we are zapping them flags on the range to see actually how far they are away. So we can use them as targets.
Yeah, I agree.
Good work. So this week or the next 2 weeks is my TPI and short game practice. Yours is ball bashing.
Ball bashing, putting.
Fantastic.
And see, obviously I'm in the top next weekend as well. So we'll...
You've got
a scoring round.
And then I think there's another Stableford in between that.
There is. Yeah, potentially. See how confidence goes this weekend.
Okay.
You'll see. We'll see. Just that Saturday might be a good one. I know you've got another episode before the Rock. As I quite like that playing lesson I've got with Ian in the bag before the Rock, potentially.
Nice. Maybe, mate. Like it.
So I might do it that weekend, because that's a week before the Rock, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I might do that then.
Playing the comp, playing lesson, podcast, and then we're at the Rock. Maybe.
Well, if I make it, but it's looking good at the minute, because like, I think me and you worked out, it was probably going to be about 36 players, 30 to 36 players.
Yeah.
At the minute, there's only 10 days left to enter. 11 days left to enter. And there's only 18 people entered so far. And when I entered a week ago, there was only 15 entered. So only 3 more entered in a week.
Okay.
Obviously, I think if it's oversubscribed, I can see me getting caught, because obviously they take it to the lowest handicaps, get in.
Depends who enters, doesn't it, mate?
Depends who enters, stuff like that. So but we'll see. We'll see. They'll be in it to win it.
At the minute, as it stands, you're in.
They're in. And we'll go from there.
In 2 weeks' time, if you're in, or you're in and you're out, who knows?
it's almost like the FedEx playoff top 50 make it through to the next stage, isn't it?
Good work.
Okay. All right, then.
Great stuff. Well,
see you on that, then.
Let's finish there. We'll see you in 2 weeks, and the next pod will be on time, everybody.
We won't be late, promise you.
We won't be late. Over and out.
Look after yourself.
Ciao for now. Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.